Okay, there's a Mishnah later on Daf Chaf that has a case of Motza Shtar Ben Shtaroisav. A person just found, he doesn't remember how he got it, but he found a shtar among his papers. And the shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven owes Shimon money. And so a third person found it. He doesn't remember, did Reuven give it to him to hold? Did Shimon give it to him to hold? He doesn't remember what the where he got it from. So it says there in the Mishnah that, now obviously Reuven would like the shtar, and Shimon would like the shtar, the Malva would like it, and the Leva, everybody would like to get the shtar from him. So the Mishnah says, Matzah shtar ben shtaraisav, Beina yedea makiva, he doesn't remember where he got it from, Yehemunach, at Sheovi Elio. So it's Yehemunach. So the Nesivis asks, that according to Taisvis, that whenever the chaluk is yechayla liyis emes, we say achlaiku, that in any case where the chaluka could be true, we say achlaiku. So over there, if a person finds a shtar, it says Reuven owes Shimon $100. It could be that he paid him half of it, and they gave the shtar to this person to hold until he pays him the whole thing. It's chaluka yechayla liyis emes. So the Nesivis in Siman Samachay, Sukkot and Vav, in fact the Nesivis, why over there do you say Yehimunach? Over there you should say Yachlaiku. According to the rule of Chaluk Yechel Yisemes, it should be Yachlaiku. Ishlam, if you hold, like Rashi, that it depends if Adai Yesh Ramai. So there, the Malva says, I gave it to you to watch. The Leva says, I gave it to you to watch. It's if Adai Ramai, so it's good. But if you hold that, if it's only a chaluk yechayli esemes, so then frekta nesivis, why don't you split it over there? What's the teretz? Teretz l'chayra, this nesivis would also be answered according to Reb Chaim from yesterday. Yesterday Reb Chaim said that if someone's a shomer, if someone's watching something, he has chiyuvei shmira, then he can't give something away to Yachlaiku. He can't make a promise. He can't give it away to Yachlaiku. L'chayra, Reb Chaim's side would answer this Nesivis' kasha as well. In the Shurei of Shmuel, he writes this, that with this side of Reb Chaim would answer here as well why you can't say. Well, you can't say Achlaiku, since he's a shomer on the shtar, he can't give it up to him. Can't say Achlaiku. So it's another case that would be answered according to this. Okay, let's say it on to just the yesterday's Reb Chaim. The next case in the Mishnah, v'zeh makula shali, v'zeh mechetzi shali, so Mishnah says a case where one person says kula shali, one person says chetzi shali. So actually they're only fighting over half of it. So since they're only fighting over half of it, so that half you say achlaik. So at the end of Shia yesterday I quickly mentioned Rabbi Kivega's tashim. Kivega's kasha, you need to sort of chew up and swallow, so that's why I deliberately mentioned it yesterday. I'd like to explain again Rabbi Kivega's kasha. And many of you had kindness on the kasha. We'll get to some of the kindness at least. But first, just to explain the mechanics, how Rabbi Kivega's kasha works. Listen carefully. Rabbi Kivega says the following. He says, the din of our Mishnah is one, is that Yachlaiku, when you don't know what to do, you make what we call a pshara, and you do Yachlaiku, you split. Now obviously, you only do Yachlaiku on the part of the talis that you don't have a clear psak, you don't know what to do. He's tiny, he's tiny. So the side is that you only do yachloiku on something that you don't have a clear psak on how to pass it. Dr. Vikiva Eger, in our Mishnah, when Reuven said kula shalim, and Shimon said chetzi shalim. So the first half is certainly Reuven's. That there's nothing to talk about. No machlokes. Dr. Vikiva Eger, Shimon here is a ma'ida b'miktsas. Shimon here is being ma'ida b'miktsas. The other person is saying, "Give me the whole talus." And he's responding by saying, I'm only going to give you half the talus. Half the talus is yours, and half the talus is mine. So in such a case, he's a maid of a mitzas. A maid of a mitzas is chayav shvuah. So Shimon, who's maid of a mitzas, is chayav shvuah on which half? On the half that he claims is his, he's mechuyev to swear. Now the Torah says that if you're mechuyev a shvuah is by the b'miktas, that shvuah carries with it a din. And this is a din for all shvuahs d'oraisa. How many shvuahs are there in the Torah? In the Torah there are three. Well, of all the shvuahs of Shas, there are only three shvuahs that are d'oraisa. One of three, by the b'miktas, and eid echad. If an eid echad comes against you, you have to swear that's a din d'oraisa. And the third is Shvus HaShaymer. A Shaymer, which has nothing to do with the Sugya. If I'm watching something and I say it's lost, so I have to swear Shlosh HaLechayad and whatever I'm saying. Those are the three Shvus Dairaisa. By those three Shvus Dairaisa, the din is that if you don't swear, you pay. For whatever reason, you don't swear because you're too frum, you don't like to swear because you're because of Erlachayt, or you don't want to swear because you stam don't want to swear, or you don't know. The shvuah d'oraisa, if you don't swear, you pay. That's not true about a shvuah d'rabbanon, which we'll talk about yet. It's true about a shvuah d'oraisa. Metoch she'ein ha'nishba is mishayim. Zokter b'chiveg. Here in our case, the din Torah is over half the talus. The Shimon, who says half is mine, Shimon has chayav shvuah on that half of the talus. He's actually not going to swear Chetz Yishalim. Because the Mishnah says that we only let him swear Revi Yishalim. We don't let him swear Chetz Yishalim. We only let him swear Revi Yishalim, which the Gemara will give two reasons for. But we only let him swear quarter is his. Comes out that on the other quarter, he is Me'ikar Adin, he's going to lose it, because of the din of on that quarter, which is getting the other person, which we're forcing him to give up, he's giving that up. Why? Not because of Misharis. He has to give up that quarter on which he's not swearing, because forces him to lose it. So that quarter, he has to lose Meikar Adin. Comes out that when we're coming to make a pshara, what are we making a pshara on? What don't we know? Bezdin says, we don't know we're going to make a pshara of Yachloik. What doesn't Bezdin know? All that Bezdin doesn't know is a revia. There's a quarter on which Bezdin doesn't know what to do. Why is there only a quarter? Well, half zicha belongs to the other guy. No fight. The first quarter, there's a din Torah, Metesh, and Yachloik, and Rishalim. So that quarter he loses for sure. There's only this quarter which Bezdin says, okay, this last quarter we don't know what to do. He says it's his, he says it's his. So let's split the quarter. The din of Pshara comes only after we exhausted any other dinim that we can know for sure. Any other clear psak ha-tayra. Since we have a clear psak of the Torah on the other quarter, so therefore, on this quarter, which we don't have a clear stock on, we should cut it in half, and he should get an eighth, and he should get an eighth. Why are we doing Yach Loiku on half and giving him a quarter? We should really only do Yach Loiku on a quarter and give him an eighth. That's
you the
cash.
That means it should make Shmuel on a half. that has a problem. That has a problem. Something that goes into it, and that's quarter clear.
How is the quarter clear? Both are claiming the quarter belongs to them. He says the quarter belongs to me. Then the other person says the whole thing belongs to me, every single bit. And he's saying half belongs to me. They're fighting about everything.
The not clear part is the quarter.
The
first quarter that you're not getting. That's
the
part that's
unclear. The quarter that the one who said foolishly is not getting.
Right.
Which, half of the quarter.
The half of the, we're dealing with the half, right?
Half of the half.
Half.
You have to call it a quarter, that's going to be very complicated. The quarter which he's losing.
That's all because we're not sure, we're not letting him make sure.
No, that's not true. Because that quarter he's losing, because there's a halacha mitav she'achlish b'mishalim, we should lose it.
Why can't make sure?
Because we can't have a situation where there'll be a vadei shu'a sheker between the two of them. Let's say, so it's one reason. But at whichever reason.
Right. So the reason we're not letting him make sure is not because he can't make sure, because we have a problem. We're not letting him make sure.
So you're telling me that we don't let him make a shu'a, it should be different.
No, so we just took care of that topic problem. Now the next quarter is a vadei, not a topic anymore.
You're saying two different things. Saying one thing which could be correct, and one thing which is not correct, and it becomes very confusing. Because the Torah doesn't say he has to swear. The Torah gives him a choice. He can either swear or pay. So let him pay. I understand, but we have a rule in Beis Din that we don't make a Vada Shua Sheker. But we have a rule in Beis Din that we don't make a person swear. The person doesn't swear Chetzi in such a case. It's Beis Din's rule, but it's not being accurate in Torah. I hear what you're saying, but first I want everybody to at least have a handle on the question, because it's complicated. What I'd like to do is try, I think about this the whole morning, to try to bring Rabbi Kivega's kasha a little closer by giving you another case, talking about a different case, which maybe will confuse you more, maybe it'll help you, I'm not sure. But let's just talk about a different case and see if it's helpful. Which would be basically the same as Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, new case. Alright, you ready? New case. If it confuses you, you'll put it away. If it helps, it'll help. And this is your shayla. Two people come to bed. One says Kula Shali and one says Kula Shali. Okay, we're not going to make quarters. We'll make it easy. One person says Kula Shali, the other one says Kula Shali. So what's it in? We all know. He gets half, he gets half. What happens if the one who says Kula Shali brings an Eid Echad with him, and this Eid Echad says, I saw him pick it up first. He has an Eid Echad helping him. What should the din be in such a case? What should be the din? The other one has to swear to cancel out the Eid Echad. True? Anytime you have an Eid Echad, if you have an Eid Echad against you, you have to pay unless you swear. And an echad, if you don't swear, an echad is like two eidim. If two eidim would say he picked it up, he would get the whole thing. Now he has an eid echad that says he picked it up. So what do I have to do if the person against me has an eid echad that says he picked it up? I have to swear what? What do I swear? You can't fool the eid echad. Huh? On the chayra, I have to swear that the whole thing is mine. My Eid Echad saying the whole thing is his. I should have to swear to cancel the Eid Echad. What do I have to swear? That the whole thing is mine, no? Right? Now, can I swear the whole thing is mine? I say I'm a kula shali, I'm a kula shali. I can't. The Mishnah says I can only swear chetz shali.
Make sure he didn't
get
up first.
Right?
Make sure he didn't get up first.
Okay, it's a smart way of doing it, but I hear the payment. You should just swear a lashon which is mishtamer both ways, which cancels out the eighth. So you're right. Hold on a second. What the Ketzai says is something very similar to Rabbi Akiva Eger, but I think it's a little less complicated. Kamat like the Rabbi Akiva Eger, just a little less complicated. The Ketzai says that in this case, where I say kulishli, you say kulishli, you have an eight echad, I have to swear to cancel the eight echad. I can't swear on the whole thing. I can only swear chetzi shali. So I swear chetzi shali. The other half I lose. Why? The half I didn't swear kulishli, I swear shali, I lose because v'tech sheni yachlish b'mishale. The other half, which I didn't swear on, that I'm going to lose. Because there's an eight echad against me, he's like two eidim, and v'tech sheni yachlish b'mishale. So I'm going to lose the other half. In this case, where I said kulishli and you said kulishli, we both said kulishli, and you have an eight echad, and I swear to cancel the eight echad, I swear chetzi shali, zaktik tzais, the other half I lose, not al pshara. The other half I lose because metech sheni yachlish b'mishale. And the achloiku is chal only on the half which I swore on. I said chetzi shali. On the half that I canceled out the eight echad is chal adin yachloiku, and I only get a revia. I'm only going to get a quarter if there's an eight echad against me. Because even though I'm saying kulishli, you're saying kulishli, the same love this is Rabbi Akiva Eger. He's saying that part of it I didn't swear on, that I lose Be'yikar Adin, because I didn't swear on the part I did swear on, so my swearing cancels out the eight effort. And on that is going to be Chal Adin Yachloiku. The part I swore on that is Chal Adin Yachloiku. Because on the other hand, there's no way that Din Yachloiku could be Chal. The other thing, I'm losing Be'yikar Adin. I think this case is a little easier because we're not getting into quarters. We're talking straight. I say kulishli, you say kulishli. If you have an eight echad, I lose the half. Why? Because of the din of metaych. And since I lose the half because of the din of metaych has nothing to do with the pshara of yachloikum. Now, on the other half, here, the pshara of yachloikum will be chal. I'll get a quarter, you'll get a quarter. Right. Because when I cancel out the eight echad, it goes back to as if there was no eight echad, and now we're equal. I say kulishli, you say kulishli, yachloiku. But by canceling out the eight echad, I make us even again. I don't make myself win. I just as if there was no eight echad, and it goes back to the din of yachloiku.
It means we get again, not three quarters
and a quarter.
You get a half
for
three, it means the eight echad is winning.
Well, the eight echad is winning because I didn't swear against the eight echad on the other half. On the other half, I didn't swear against the eight echad.
But you're swearing, no?
I'm only swearing on this half. On the other half, I'm not swearing.
You would swear on the whole thing, but they don't let you.
They don't let me.
All right. So the eight echad is not making the guy win the whole thing either. He's only winning the half.
The eight echad will win whatever the shvuah doesn't cancel out. The eight echad says that you deserve to get a sheep and a goat and a cow. And I swear about the sheep, so I have to pay the goat and the cow. I swear about the goat, and I say the sheep. Whatever I swear, I cancel out. Whatever I don't swear, I don't cancel out. So here, I'm swearing about half the talis. So the half that I'm not swearing, I lose. And the half that I am swearing about, that half, is you should go back to the din of yachloiku, right? Then. Why don't we let him swear on the whole thing? So what's the answer? Why don't we let him swear on the whole thing? You're on Mishnah.
Mishnah made sure based on the shrub.
Shur is not based on the shur. The Ian Bezin has a rule. There are two reasons we don't make him swear. The easiest for me to work with Miyamid Bey is the idea that Bezin doesn't make a Vadei Shvua shur. If he'll swear half and he'll swear three quarters, if he'll swear whole, he'll swear half. Somebody's certainly lying.
You
don't want to do that.
Now
if you
make him swear half and he's not
going to
swear.
You're right. And home is very important. So you see, that's the next step. But you hear so far the Ketzais you hear. The Ketzais is really the same thing as Rabbi Akiva Eger, just the Ketzais is going on a case of Eid Echad. Rabbi Kivayda is going on the case of Maida Mimikvah. The Ktsos is saying that it's true, but the Ktsos says, the Ktsos claims it's emes. Rabbi Kivayda is saying it can't be emes, because he's using a kasha on the Mishnah. Rabbi Ktsos says it's not a kasha, because the Mishnah didn't talk about a case of Eidech. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the case of Maida Mimikvah, is doing the same thing, and he says it's Shver. Rabbi Kiva Eger is doing it on Mishnah, is he's talking the case of Kulish Lichetz Shalit. He's saying the half that they're not fighting about, forget it. The half they're not fighting about, forget about that. It has nothing to do with us. The half they're fighting about is a Maida Mimikvah. In that half, one of the quarters he should lose because of Dinei Metayach. And the other quarter, there should be a dinyak loikum. Now, these two kashas, from the Kivega's kasha and the Ktsos's svara, what Ktsos says, which are both similar, create, if you follow it through, create a chain of problems. Why? Let's talk about the Ktsos, which is, I think, a little less complicated than the Kivega. The Ktsos. I say kulishli, you say kulishli, you have an eid echa. I'm only swearing on half. I lose the other half. So I'll swear on half, and on that half will be yachloik, I get a quarter. Problem is, once I get a quarter, and you get three quarters, now, once I'm getting a quarter, I can only swear on a quarter. Because what the Gemara is going to say later is you can only swear on what you get. So cause the man, I thought I'm getting a half, I was ready to swear on a half. Now, I'm only getting a quarter. So now I really can only swear on a quarter. Once I can only swear on a quarter, then on three quarters, I'm a betech sheni yachlosh b'mishalim. And I lose a mikir adin. And the quarter itself should be yachlaiku into eighths. And then I should only get an eighth. And you should get seven eighths. Which would make a problem, because if I only get an eighth, the problem continues. If I'm only getting an eighth, I should only swear on an eighth. If I only swear on an eighth, then seven eighths is matayach. And we should split the eighth. I should only get a 16th. I have a hulu b'hulu until I get nothing. This is the ha'ara, the kasher of the kiveg applies in the tzarech Ian Gadol. On this ha'ara. And people in Shir here had a number of kindness on Rabbi Kiva Eger. It gets a little complicated to work through all of them. I'm trying to deal with at least those that I mentioned. But the kasha itself, it's a chav, which is Rabbi Kiva Eger style. And l'chayra, it creates a major problem. The dinner might admit that creates a major problem for the mission. Now, the taina, which the strongest taina that people in Shir had, side that I mentioned now and that I mentioned earlier, is a taina which is actually a taisis on Hayam and Aleph. And that is that the person should be able to say, I'm ready to swear. I'm willing to swear. You're not letting me swear. Right? Over here, what's the kasha? Side of Tais, side of Kiveh. Tais is saying, you're only swearing on half, you lose the other half. In the Ktsos's case, the fellow will say, what do you mean? I'm ready to swear. I'm 100% ready to swear. You're just not letting me because Bezin doesn't let me swear on the whole thing. But I'm willing to swear on the whole thing. Or Rabbi Kivager's case. Rabbi Kivager's case, he's willing to swear on the half. He's swearing on a quarter because Bezin doesn't let him swear on the half. So do you say Mitaych in such a case where he's willing to swear, just we don't let him? So the two ways of looking at Matthias are, do we say that the rule is you have to pay, and if you don't swear, you pay? Or is it sort of a punishment? You're not swearing, something fishy, that's why you pay. Depends how you understand Matthias. If Matthias is a din, the Torah says you have a choice, pay or swear. So if you can't swear, what's the difference? Why you pay? If you learn Mitaich that you're not swearing, there's something fishy, you aren't just swearing, something suspicious, that's why you lose, then over here it wouldn't apply. This is the the question, which is really on the Chayamir Aleph, there's Taisus Shekinegdai, and it's a Machlaikis there, the Tutoritim of Taisus, and the other Rishayim, which we'll get to when we get there. If you say Metayich, where a person says, I'm ready to swear, you're just not letting me, do you say Metayich? We'll get to it there. Obviously, the whole Ketzayis or the Tiva Eger is only going through with the Tzad that you say Metayich, even in a case where the person is ready to swear. But for whatever reason, he can't. So Bezna has a, yeah. It's true, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, doesn't go through all the steps. Although I think that's the way Rabbi Kiva Eger is usually understood, that there are steps. But it's not kedai to separate the terutzim. We need a teretz for the whole kasha better than to separate the way you separate. You may be right. You may be right. So there are a number of attempts to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Rav Shimon's Yisoid is the most basic. What's interesting is they found a letter of Rabbi Kiva Eger later. It's not printed in the regular tshuvas. They found a letter of Rabbi Kiva Eger where he himself said a teretz this kasha, and it's printed in the footnotes of the Green Oitzer above Metzia. It's a rather complicated teretz. If somebody wants, you can take a look there. Rav Shimon has a Yisoidistik of Mahalos. Like Rav Shimon says, before we get to this, we have to talk about Shavuos, and then we can get to it. But actually, if you look at Rav Shimon, first he brings the Ketzayis, and then he brings his Pshat, and then he says, the Ketzayis is answered Rabbi Kiva Eger too. So, I'd like to share with you the Yisoid of Rav Shimon, which I think everybody here should be able to chat. And how it answers the Kasha, that's already a little complicated. But the basic Yisoid that I'm going to share with you, which Rav Shimon deals with here, is the Yisoid in Dinei Shavua. And I'd like to be Masberit, Rav Shimon in Bava Basra explains a little bit more. I'd like to explain the Yisoid of Shavua, which is something we're going to come back to. And then we'll work into how it answers the question here, which is important, but not as important as the Yisoid. There's a Chakira in many Achrayim, Rav Naftali, Rav Shimon, Rav Moshe, about what the explanation of a Shavua D'Oraisa is. What does it mean when the Torah says swear? One understanding is that a Shavua is what we call a birur. It's something that's mevarer my position. In other words, you have a raya to yourself, either you have an eid echad, or because I'm a bait of a mikzas, makes it suspicious, you have a raya to yourself, so I have to swear sort of just to cancel out the suspicion against me. So to cancel that out, I have to swear. So according to this understanding, which is, I think, the Pashta understanding, a Shavua just cancels out something which is going to be standing against me, so a Shavua will cancel it out. There's a second understanding of Shavua, and Rav Shimon holds that this is correct. Rav Shimon says that a shvua is what we use the word, it's a tashlumi, it's a type of payment. What does that mean? It's like this. If two eidim come against me, I have to pay money. If two eidim say I'm chayiv, I have to pay money. If one eid comes against me, I'm also chayiv tashlumi. If one eid comes against me, I have to pay you. I have a choice. I can pay you cash, or I could pay you a shvua. A shvua is something which I do But mafen tashlumin, it's something that you're entitled to. You're entitled to a shvua. You have an eid echad like you. So you're entitled that either I should pay you, or instead of paying you, I could give you a shvua, and that way I don't have to pay. It's a form of tashlumin. It's a form of tashlumin to the other party. Now, let me mention nafkaminas. There are a lot of nafkaminas between the two tzedakim, and nafkaminas always illustrate. One nafkamina is, let's say, I owe you money, and Shemitah passes. What's it in? Shemitah's b'shamet, I don't owe you anymore. If I owe you a shvua, and Shemitah passes, is Shemitah m'shamet a shvua? Does the Shemitah knock off a shvua? So it depends on these two things. What is a shvua? If a shvua is a birur that I have to be mevar in Beis Din, so it's nothing to do with Shemitah. It has nothing to do with Shemitah at all. However, if you look at Shemitah as being a type of tashlumin, in other words, I owe you money or I owe you a shvua. I have a choice. I can pay either way. Then Shemitah would be Mishameh to Shvua as well. What? And you could write a prosbul on the underlying chai for which the Shvua is standing. Yeah, so this, yeah. Is Shemitah Mishameh. Right, I don't want to get into it. This concept of Zafra Labinova. At a certain point, Shvita is Mishameh. And it's true there are certain cases where Shemitah won't be Mishamed, but I'm talking after the Pesach Bezen. After the Pesach Bezen, the Shemitah is Mishamed. It's called Zafan al Benil, but the Pesach. Or, what? If there's a Pesach Bezen, Shot Pesach, Bezen Paskins, you either swear or pay. That's the Pesach Bezen. Or another Nafkamina. If you have, let's say, a trade, let's say you say I owe you $100, I say I only owe you $50, and then you get two eidim say I owe you $100, I get two eidim say that it's only $50. Do I have to swear? Am I giving mikzas in the case of trade? We have two eidim against two eidim, and the situation is such that I would have to swear. Am I giving mikzas? Again, it depends. Pashut. We know if you have two against two, you can't add more rayas to either side. It still equalizes, right? Once you have, there's nothing stronger than two eidim. So you have two eidim against two eidim. So two eidim, let's say, plus amigo against two eidim doesn't do anything. Or two eidim plus a third eidim against two eidim doesn't do anything. If a shvu is a bearer, if I have to be mevara that what I'm saying is true. So by trey betray, it doesn't make sense to make me swear. It's not going to be mevara anything more than before I swore. Before I swore, it's two eidim against two eidim. And after I swore, it's two eidim against two eidim and a shvur. It's not going to help. It's not mevara anything. It's not mevara anything. However, if shvur is something that I owe you, I'm a chuyiv to you, I owe you, I have to give you either a mamon or a shvur. If shvua is something that I owe my baldin, that means I have to satisfy my baldin. I owe him a shvua. It's a type of tashlumin. So it's not mevara anything, but it's trey v'trey, and this will be mevara and this will be my tashlumin to you. I might have been mitzvah. I have to pay my tashlumin of a shvua. There's another nafkamina. Yes. Because this is a parsha might have mitzvahs. He is a might have mitzvahs, that is no question. There are no two eidim saying he wasn't might have mitzvahs. The two eidim are agreeing with him that he's might have mitzvahs. The Tevei said 100, and he said 50, and the two eidim say 50. If he doesn't swear, will be obligated to pay because of being a Maida Mikzas. The two Adams say he's a Maida Mikzas. So on that, he would have to swear.
If he doesn't swear,
he would have to pay, yes. That's what it's saying. Because see, that's a chiyuv tashlumin. That's what it's saying. So these are two examples of nafkamina. There's another nafkamina which may or may not depend on it. There's also a sugya we're going to have later. Let's say the Maida B'miktas is a choshut. He's a person who's a choshut on Ganevis. He's a ganev, he's a well-known ganev, and now he's a Maida B'miktas. What do we do with the Chiyuv Shvua? Now, everyone agrees he can't swear. We don't let a ganev swear. But what do we do? Do we say that the Kinegdai has to swear against him, Yamahapach the Shvua? Or do we say, you can't swear, so you pay? Do we say, if you can't swear, you pay? So there also, if you learn Shvua is a birur, so the Chashud, he can't be Mevar. He has no, his Shvua is not Mevar anything. Since his Shvua is not Mevar anything, so he has to pay. Because he's a person who's any achalishba, he has to pay. He can't swear. It's not physically possible for him to be mevarer. Even if he swears, it's not mevarer anything. So mainly he pays. If you learn shvua is a tashlumin, shvua is a way of pay. So now this ganiv, this chashud says, I'm ready to swear. I'm a chuyif to him either a shvua or a payment. I'm ready to swear. Bezin doesn't let me swear. So what we'll do is we have to be mahapach the shvua at least, that the other person should swear instead of him. But the parsha of shvua is shayach to him. Because Be'etzem he says, I'm ready to swear. I owe him a tashlumin of a shvua, I'll swear. This is another possible nafkanina. You could be mefaktik on this nafkanina for other reasons. But it's a rule. I'm only saying this to illustrate the tutzad. Either shvua is a birur, it's mevar or something. Or shvua is a way of me holding my money. I have to pay you. I want to hold my money. So instead of holding my money, I'm going to swear. It's a form of a replacement tashlum. Now these are two ways to learn shvua, which are going to come up again in the Masech. Coming back to our Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says a rule. He says, the Torah never is mechayiv you a shvua on money you're not going to get. The Torah never tells you to swear on money that's, let's say, going to be yehemunach, or it's going to be yachloiku, or it's going to be called olam gavar. You don't swear on money which is going to end up not yours. Because shvua is a tashlumin, it's b'mokim, my paying. If instead of paying, I can hold on to my money and give you a shvua, that's the only time I have to swear. Let's say it would be yehemunach. You think of the case of yehemunach. Simonim v'simonim, okay? Two people come to Bezin. One gives a simon on the aveda, the other gives a simon on the aveda. And one of them has an eid echa. So now they want the other person to swear to cancel out the eid echa. So what's going to happen if he swears? Even after he swears, it's going to be a yehemunach. Zakrib Shimon, and this is going to be a machloikis rishinim later, which we're going to get to. Zakrib Shimon, according to the rules that we're saying, he doesn't have to swear. Because you can't be mechayev a person to swear on something that's going to be a yehemunach. Swearing has to be b'mokim tashlumin. Swearing has to be instead of paying. Instead of me paying you, I get to keep my money and I swear. But if I don't keep my money anyway, then you're not mechayev a shvua on money that you're not going to get. Now, Reb Shimon's site is very mistaver. I think most of us would agree that it makes sense. That I'll swear, I'm willing to swear, but only if you give me the money. If you don't give me the money, why should I swear? That's Reb Shimon's site. I'll argue with Reb Shimon. I'm telling this Reb Shimon is saying. We could argue about it later. Okay? It's too confusing to have two pshat from Reb Shimon. Okay? What? But there's no matayach. Like, you don't say matayach and Shalom Karka. if you're made to make this in karaka, you don't pay. There is a kasuv that the parsha of tashlumei shmua don't apply. Only tashlumei kesef apply. What? The Torah is not the high of you to swear. It's more than that. You get off the hook without swearing. You'll be emunah without swearing. You don't have to swear. How Bezin wants me to swear? If you'll give me the money, I'll swear. Think about it for a minute. Bezin tells you swear. They say, listen, swear. And after you swear, you're not going to get it anyway. So you say, well, kind of, that's a shmur. I'm going to swear so you can do emunah. That's what the Torah is machayev.
You can't accomplish get rid of the eight echelikens.
I understand.
But that's an accomplishment, but you're not winning. You're just getting troublemaker out of the way.
But we don't find, what we found in the Torah, parsha of shmur, is a parsha of a person who wins with a shmur. You want to extend it to a case where a person's not going to win? Who says he's going to play in a shmur in such a case? This is Rav Shimon's Yisai. There's no chi of shmur if you're not going to win with the shmur. If you don't get money with the shmur, there's no chi of shmur. Now, having said that, we go back to the Kivager and to the Ktsais. Let's start with the Ktsais, which, as I said, is less complicated. And we'll see the Kivager as well. Let's start with the Ktsais. You say Kula Shali, and I say Kula Shali. We both say Kula Shali. You have an Eid Echad. Before the Eid Echad comes, I would get half, you would get half. Now you have an Eid Echad. What did the Ktsais say? Since you have an Eid Echad, I'm Uchiyiv to swear what? I'm Uchiyiv to swear. I'm Uchiyiv to swear. Anybody? What do I have to swear against the Eid Echad? Kulishali, right? But I'm actually only swearing Chetzishal. But the Ktsais said, I'm Uchiyiv to swear Kulishali. And since I'm only swearing Chetzishal, you will say Mataych. So for Pshimin, it's not true. I'm not mechuyev to swear kula shali. Because the Torah never puts a chi of shmua on a person for something he's not going to get. And since it's shnayim ozim betalis, I'm never going to get more than half. You can't tell me that against the Erechad I have to swear kula shali. It's just not true. I don't have to swear. The Torah doesn't give me chiyuve shmua unless it's b'makom tashlumin, unless it's something where I'm going to get money. If I'm going to get money for it, if I'm going to get my tashlumin back, then I have to swear. If I'm not getting my money back anyway, I don't. So when the Eid Echad says the talis is totally his, I only have to swear on half the talis. Because the other half of the talis I'm not going to get anyway. So what kind of tashlumin? You're not accepting my... If I swear kula shali, you're accepting it as tashlumin instead of the talis? Then I'll swear, I'm willing to swear kula shali. If you'll accept it as tashlumin, you'll give me the whole talis. But you're not accepting my kula shali as tashlumin. You want me to swear kula shali and give me half? Nothing doing. I'm only going to swear the shvur b'raisa. The Torah only is mechayiv me to swear as a tashlumin, to swear b'mokim payim. So if I'm only going to get half, the Torah is only mechayiv me on half. So memela, the whole ktsais falls apart. The whole ktsais was that no, you have to swear the whole thing. It's just you're not swearing that half. That half you lose because of a taich. Not true. I don't lose the half because of a taich. That half is something which I was never chayav shmua. The same thing with Rabbi Kivayger. What did Rabbi Kivayger say? When I say chetz yishali, the whole Rabbi Kivayger started. The first step of Rabbi Kivayger is, if I say chetz yishali, I'm a maid of the mitzvah, and I have to swear that half is mine. Since I can't, I'm only swearing revia, the whole Rabbi Kivayger follows. So for Shimon, the first step is not true. The first step is, since I'm saying chetz yishali, I'm away to be mikvah, so I have to swear chetz yishali, stop. It's not true. You're only giving me a quarter. The Mishnah says that if you say kulishli, I say chetz yishali, I only get a quarter. Don't tell me that I'm a chliya v'shuas by the mikvah on the half. I'm willing to swear on the half if you've accepted as tashlumin and give me the half. You're not willing to do that. You're only giving me a quarter. If you're only giving me a quarter, then my chiyuv shvur d'oraisa is only on a quarter. I'm not mechuyev to swear on more than I get. Why should I be mechuyev to swear on something that I'm not getting? The Torah only said, mamin, you know when, shvur, you know when? When the shvur is accepted as a tashlumin, the shvur is b'mokim money, whatever I swear, you'll give me that much money. I'm willing to swear. I'll swear foolishly. I'll swear chetishly. I'll swear whatever you want if you give it to me. But if you're only going to give me a quarter, because the Mishnah says foolishly chetishly, I only get a quarter. So it's not true that Atzmaida makes us have to swear on half, because I'm not getting the half. I don't have to swear something I'm not getting. The truth is that once you learn the Reb Shimon inside, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the end of his piece, seems to be saying it. And Reb Shimon is saying that La Halacha, it's not true, we don't pass like Yana Rush. We pass like the Raman with the Isaac. And that's why he's saying the Teretz is true. You have to understand something. If you think of the Teretz, and you look back at Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he alluded to it, it doesn't make it a Shvacha Teretz. Because why do Rabbi Kivega say the suffix is on a quarter? Because on the other quarter there's a matar. That was Rabbi Kivega saying. The other quarter there's a matar. But Shimon says on that other quarter there is no matar. There's no matar on the other quarter, because on the other quarter he was never chayav shvur. Because some people were not going to give him, he was never chayav shvur. So on that other quarter there was no matar shein yichlus b'mishalim. And since there was never a chiyuv shvua, so it goes back as if it wasn't a mitzvah b'miktzas. And the whole half is a suffix, not just a quarter. The whole Rebbe Kiva Eger was based that you have to cut off that quarter because of mitayich. But mitayich, if there's a chiyuv shvua, there could be mitayich shein yichlus b'mishalim. There is no chiyuv shvua, then there's no mitayich. This is Rav Shimon's mahalach to answer a rather complicated kash of Rebbe Kiva Eger, end of tzais. Like I said, there are two parts to this. There's the part that answers the Rav Kiveg, and there's part of the Havana of the Chiyuv Shvua, which is very sadistic, and it's Hashem will yet come to. Now let's start Taisu. Zenai to Revia. Zenai to Revia for Taisus and Taimar. Baruch Hashem, this is not complicated. Yeinam on the Chetzi Shalai Migo de Beyama Kula Shalai. Did I read the Gemara? Hi, Nigel Kufay, the Pajer Mishu, the Mishu de Arumi Kamari. So Taisis has a kasha, a very simple kasha. The one who says Chetzi Shali should have a Nigel of Kula Shali. The Farish Rivam, the Nigel Lahaitzi Layamina, they don't say Nigel Lahaitzi. So already, I think the first day of Shia we were Masber, the Taisis Lishitasa, Taisis holds each one is a vaday muzik in half. And since each one is a vaday muzik in half, if I want to get your half, that's a migul lahaitzi layamuna. So you don't say a migul on the part that the other person's a muzik. What happens if you hold, like Rashi, that each one's only muzik matera suffik on the whole? So you need a different teres to teres kasha. Right? Because Taisa's kasha is migul lahaitzi. That if I say a migul, I'm taking away from you. That's assuming that you're a vadei mozik. But Rashi holds that no one's a vadei mozik. When two people are holding it, everyone's a suffik mozik. So if everyone's just a suffik, that's not migul lahaitzi. So for that, there is a second teretz on Taisa's kasha, which says in the Mardechai and in the Nebuki Yosef that migul me mamin lamamin layamina. Migul memamin lamamin layaminan, which means I can't say, believe me that this is mine, because if I'm a ganiv, I could have stolen something else. That is called a migul memamin lamamin layaminan. Why we don't say it? You could jump on me and ask me why. But migul memamin lamamin layaminan, we don't say that. Believe me that this $100 is mine, because if I was a ganiv, I could have taken $1,000 while I was in your house. Right? You're claiming I took this $100 from your wallet. So believe me, the $100 is mine because of a migul that I could have had a tighter to get the whole thousand. That's migul mamamin lamamin layamina. Migul has to be on this money, a migul, and a migul of chetzi shali, because I could have said kula shali, I could have claimed the whole wallet, I could have claimed everything. That's called migul mamamin lamamin. And we won't say a migul has to be in the thing itself. Why we don't say amigo mamamin lamamin is a little complicated. We'll come back to it. It's a lot more complicated Rabbi Kivega for a day. So I'm going to leave it to there. However, there is still another Rabbi Kivega on this Taisvis. And Rabbi Kivega asks a very geshmak akasha, not complicated at all. I just want to be magdim by reminding you of something I asked you last year. If you were 2 years ago, I asked it to you 2 years ago. Question which really everybody who learns has to know the answer to is it's a question which is really, I call it a klut kasha, it's really, but it sounds like a good kasha. The question is, we say bari b'shema, bari yadis. If you tie a bari and I tie a shema, you win. So I asked you the kasha, the one who's saying shema, why doesn't he have a migu? We could have said he's a bari. The one who's saying shema, he should be just as good as the other person, because he could have said bari. Let's say he's a cow, and you say you're sure it's your cow, and I say I'm not sure, it might be my cow. So the halacha is bari b'shema bari yada. The bari wins. Why does the bari win? The shema should have a migu. We could have said he's a bari. So this kasha is a ridiculous kasha. Why? So I'll just explain it for those that weren't here last year. The shema has a migu, he's a bari. He does have a migu, he's a bari. And therefore we believe him that he's a shema. Right? What is a migu? A migu means we believe you. So if one person says it's my cow, and I say maybe it's my cow, I'm not sure. So I have a migu. Amigu only proves what I'm saying. So if I'm saying Shema, and I have Amigu, so a Shema with Amigu is still a Shema. It just proves my Shema. Very good. I'm still a Shema, and you're a Bari, and Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadid. You follow? Amigu only proves the kind of that you're saying. Dr. Bekiva Eger, he actually... It brings this kasha from one of the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Peretz, I think. He says, 1 minute. What kind of migu is this? In our Mishnah, they both picked it up. And we're saying, Lako Vadei Ramai. Why is there no Vadei Ramai? Because each one thinks that he picked it up first. Or in the case of the Chetz Yishali, he thinks they picked it up at the same time. That's called Bididami. He thinks he picked it up. Right? That's the case of the Mishnah. We're saying there's no Vadei Ramai, they're all honest. Each person just thinks that he picked it up. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's actually Rabbeinu Peretz, 1 minute. What is Amigo going to help him here? I think I picked it up the same time as you. Bezdin believes me that I think I picked it up. Right? The whole Mishnah is the dummy. We say honest people can make mistakes. Honest people can make such a mistake. Who picked it up first? So Tosfos kasha is, I have a migu, I said chetzi shali. I said I picked it up at the same time. Believe me. With a migu I could have said kula shali. But I believe you. I believe you that you think you picked it up at the same time. I believe you. I'm not choshed you to be a crook, to be somebody who's a liar. I believe you that you think you picked it up at the same time. And I believe him that he thinks he picked it up first. The whole Mishnah, in the case of Metzia, is all a case of Bididami, a case where we don't think anybody's a crook. It's like a Vadei Ramai. The whole Mishnah is a case where everyone thinks they're telling the truth. Everyone's honest. So Frederick Akiva Eger, what's the Migu going to help him here? The Migu doesn't make him say, someone that's foolishly, amigo foolishly. He's still saying chetishly, he's not saying foolishly, he's saying chetishly, and he thinks it's right. So he thinks it's right, so what is amigo going to help him? We know, we believe you, you think it's right. But you still are a bit of dummy, you're still someone who just thinks it's right, and might be making a mistake. This is Rabbi Kidega's kasha on Taisvis. So actually what he says is, Rabbeinu Peretz says it, as a teretz on Taisus Kasha. It's a Kasha on Taisus, but it's a teretz on Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha is you should have a migu. So Ben Peretz says that that the teretz is that the amigo doesn't help you. Amigo only helps you when we're chayshid you're a liar. When chayshid you're a liar, amigo proves he's telling the truth. But if we're not chayshid you to be a liar, because he's saying shemo, you're saying bididami, amigo doesn't help you. No, because an Eid Echad is proving that this which I think happened really happened. It's not proving that I think it, it's proving that it happened. A Migu only proves that I think it. The Migu, I could have said Kula Shali, only proves that I really think it's Chetzer Shali. But it doesn't prove that it happened. It only proves that I'm not a liar, because if I'd be a liar, I'd say a different lie. So it proves I'm not a liar. In a case where we know you're not a liar, the Migu doesn't do you, it doesn't do you any good. Okay, as you know, I'd like to move, and here in the beginning above Metzia, just by the nature of the Gemara, it slows you down. The end of Tosfos, we're going to deal with tomorrow. First of all, coincidentally, there's an interesting tshuva in Rabbi Kivager again. So it's just an interesting tshuva. It has to do with saying Kaddish, and it has to do with the end of this Tosfos. It's tshuva Dalit. I don't remember. It's the first chelik in the tshuva. I think it's the first chelik in the tshuva of Rabbi Kivager. It might be the second. It's just a nice parparas. After all the complicated Rabbi Kivagers, it's nice to have. It's not even a kasha. He just uses Tosfos, and Shalat had to do with saying Kaddish. But at the end of Tosfos, there is a Reb Chaim, which the Birchas Avraham brings. I don't know if it's printed in any of the Reb Chaims, who's Masber, the last teretz of Tosfos. And Mr. Shem will do that tomorrow, and hopefully we'll try to get close to finishing the Mishnah.